This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly Snape from Community Waikato and have Cindy Jacobs here with me today from Breast Cancer Research. Welcome, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning, Holly. Thank you so much for having me.
Seems like it's been a little while since we caught up.
It has been. It's actually been almost a year. Can you believe it?
That's right. So we've got you in today to talk again about breast cancer research, obviously critical work that goes on in our community. Let's start first with a little bit about who you guys are and what you do.
Okay, well, Holly, the Trust was founded in 2000 by a group of specialist doctors and nurses who wanted to make breast cancer clinical trials possible and accessible. So the Trust conducts local and international breast cancer research trials to ensure that women receive the very best treatment for the type of breast cancer they have been diagnosed with.
Can you tell me, so there are different types of breast cancer?
Yes, that's correct. So a myth that everybody believes is that when they diagnose you with breast cancer, they say, oh, you've got breast cancer, and they kind of just categorize it in one field.
Yeah.
But there's so many different types and varieties, and therefore research has proven that, you know, each different type of breast cancer needs a different type of treatment.
Well, so I can imagine it, that certainly puts pressure on types of trials. So you've got like positive and negative cancers, Herceptin positive or
Yes.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea about, like, how many? Like, do you know how many, or is that still being explored?
That is still being explored. So to this day, we're still finding, you know, new types, and obviously, you know, remedies for those types.
Yeah.
Over a decade ago, more than a decade ago, the only treatment for breast cancer was just radical mastectomies.
Wow.
Leaving these women scarred.
Yeah.
And not necessary.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessary.
And I suppose, too, if the cancer had spread into the lymph nodes, you might not necessarily know at that point either. So the sort of testing that people can do now and then tailor the treatments, yeah, give
absolutely
people a much greater chance of beating cancer.
Absolutely. And we now know that, you know, it's not necessary for all these women to go through radiotherapy, chemotherapy, mastectomies. It's not necessary for each type of cancer.
So 23 years ago, did you say, thereabouts, that you were established as an entity? 2000, was it?
2000,
yeah.
Yes.
So how many of you work for Breast Cancer Research?
We are a very small group. We are 7 people in the office.
Nice.
Of which 2 are research nurses, and the rest are just basically admin staff. But we're very fortunate that those same 2 people that started the Breast Cancer Research Trust back in 2000 is still with the Breast Cancer Research Trust today. And that just means, Holly, that, you know, that passion that they had in 2000 is still there today.
What a commitment, though, eh?
Oh, what a beautiful thing to have behind your name saying, you know, I started this and I'm still as passionate as I was in 2000.
But the you know, the outcome when this changes, it saves lives, literally saves lives.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Research saves lives.
So tell me a little bit about May Day, May, and why May is so important to you guys as an organisation.
So May holds a special place in our hearts of the team of the Breast Cancer Research Trust. Not only do we honour the power of progress during our annual appeal, aligning with the global celebration of International Clinical Trials Day, which is celebrated on May the 20th, but we also celebrate International Nurses Day. And then the 2nd anniversary of our cherished Op Shop for Breast Cancer. So May is really just
cool.
Such a big,
it's a big month.
Big month for us.
So we're going to touch on all 3 of those things. Let's start with the 20th. What is International Clinical Trials Day?
Well, let me start by saying it's not just a date on the calendar.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of the monumental strides we've made in healthcare through clinical trials. And that's the backbone of medical advancements. This day is particularly significant for breast cancer research, as clinical trials have been instrumental in developing new treatments, new therapies, and that have significantly improved patient outcomes, Holly, which is obviously what we're all about.
Yeah, yeah. International trials, international clinical trials, it implies it's obviously that we benefit too from what is happening internationally in terms of this research. So we do our own locally.
That's correct.
And we benefit from what has been done internationally.
That's right, Holly.
And so we're part of that international fraternity? We share our findings, our knowledge as well with...
Yes, we do. Obviously, we bring it through to New Zealand first,
yes,
and then we share it out as well. So a lot of our stuff gets promoted internationally,
yeah,
and vice versa, which means we are constantly at the forefront of breast cancer research trials.
Yeah, and I suppose that enables others overseas to do peer-reviewed clinical trials to ensure that it's consistent across international borders as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that standardisation of scientific process.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So we were covering three things. That's MAIDA, and so certainly something for people to talk about, and I think we'll think a little bit more about how else, you know, because promoting those clinical trials, it's funny because in some ways it feels a little... It doesn't sound exciting, right? Clinical trials, but it's
right.
So fundamental to progress.
Absolutely. I mean, all the strides that we have made up to date in breast cancer research treating breast cancer,
yeah,
was made through clinical trials.
And so they involve local New Zealand women who are going through a process, through their own cancer journey?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and that's quite, yeah, amazing. So it's also about acknowledging, I suppose, the women who have contributed their own experiences and their bodies to these trials.
Absolutely. We were very fortunate that, you know, the women that do partake in our trials understand that, you know what, they're not giving something up.
Yeah.
You know, they're furthering what we stand on today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's marvellous. And I think that's what I'm trying to say very, very poorly is when we say clinical trial, International Clinical Trials Day, we're actually talking about human beings who have had, you know, probably the worst day of their lives being told that they are positive for breast cancer, but have, you know, contributed so greatly to the advancement of this knowledge and information to help women in the future.
Well, if you think 20 odd years ago, Holly, you know, a woman that received a diagnosis of breast cancer didn't have an option for treatment.
Yeah.
So who was that first woman that said, okay, I'll put my hand up.
Yeah.
You know, and I will go through this. So 20 years down the track,
yeah,
our mothers, daughters, sisters don't have to
have that same journey, that
right.
same experience.
So the same thing that
yeah.
happens now with people who are on the clinical trials now, it furthers and enhances treatments.
Yeah. And I think it's just important to keep the people close to your heart and when we think about this, when we think about those clinical trials. So, yeah,
absolutely.
That's really special. There were three things that you'd mentioned. So it was the clinical trials on the 20th of May, and I do encourage people to take a moment on that day and really acknowledge and think about how you might be able to contribute to that too. And there are fundraisers and other things that can go on to help support the work of clinical trials. We'll come back to that later.
Okay. The other thing we mentioned is International Nurses Day.
Yes, so I haven't heard. I don't think we talked about that last time.
Maybe. No, yeah. We didn't. So this is just a day where we really acknowledge the work that our research nurses do. You know, Holly, the nurses take quite a beating. You know, they're at the forefront of everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it gets quite personal. They really build a relationship with these ladies on the clinical trials.
Yeah.
So just one little way that we can really acknowledge the work that they do and thank them for that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And those nurses will mean so much to the women who are in that, you know, on that journey as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what do you do to celebrate them?
oh, well, we've got morning teas, and it's just a big celebration. So every department does a little something.
Nice, nice. I think that's really important.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so important to actually acknowledge people, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And so the third thing was the
Op Shop for breast cancer. Our second birthday, can you believe it?
Isn't that amazing? So tell me about the Op Shop.
So 2 years ago, we opened the Op Shop for breast cancer doors with a mission to make a difference. And on the 11th of May, we were honoured to celebrate that journey. The generosity, the countless of lives touched. Our Op Shop for breast cancer has not just been a store. It's been a beacon of hope, a community of support, and a force of change.
Yeah.
We're going through a bit of renovation changes at the moment, and we're so excited to see what that's going to look like. We're integrating the Op Shop pop-up to become a permanent fixture within the a shop now.
Fantastic.
It's just growing and growing and growing. It is absolutely phenomenal, and it's only because of the community that supports us.
So where is the Op Shop?
It's 750 Victoria Street in Hamilton CBD.
And for those of you who have been around for a while, that is the old A&E.
Victoria A&E.
So people will recognise it, and there's great parking there.
There is fantastic parking, which is one of the things that, you know, a lot of people have comment on.
Yes.
You can't find parking at the Op Shop for breast cancer. You can.
You sure can. Look, I know it's amazing. I know you've got incredible volunteers, because one of your volunteers actually hangs out with my dog once a week.
Aww, yeah,
I know. And he's very proud of the work that he does at the Op Shop. And so I have heard great things about it. I do put on an Op Shop in myself.
Oh, so am I. Aren't we all?
Yes. So I mean, I think what's probably really important for people to remember with the Op Shops is that they survive on donations.
Correct.
What sort of things do you sell in the Op Shop? Is it clothing? Is it Manchester? Is it crockery? Like what sort of stuff?
We do absolutely everything, including electrical appliances.
Oh, wow. Because that can be harder to do, right?
Correct. So you need somebody to actually test and certify it. So we have got a very special volunteer who does that for us. And, it's just amazing. Otherwise, we do absolutely everything and anything. We don't take big furniture, though. We just don't have the space, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we do everything and anything.
Tell me about your renovations. What's the plan?
To make it bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you might be able to do that furniture.
One day. Holly, we're actually building, we're breaking down some of the walls.
Oh, cool.
Just to make it more open space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
more inclusive.
Yeah, it's a great idea. This is the problem sometimes that I think we all have, particularly as non-profit organisations, that when we rent spaces, or even if we're lucky enough to own them, they haven't been built for purpose, right?
Right.
So we kind of have to fit around these spaces. So good on you for getting to a stage where you can make some of those changes to make it work better for you.
Well, Holly, we were just very blessed that, you know, the space that we are renting, we are permitted to actually, take some of those dry wallings and things out.
Yeah, that is very handy. That's awesome.
It is.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how you might donate to the Op Shop, and how you might get involved in a fundraiser if you're keen. We've got lots more to talk about. In the meantime, we're going to listen to a little bit of Split Ends.
uneasy. Reassure me.
Split Ends, I Got You. Great New Zealand tune. We're in New Zealand Music Month at the moment, so celebrating that. And other things we're celebrating at the moment, of course, International Breast Cancer Trials. 20th of May is the big day, but of course it can be a whole month of celebrations, and you can think a little bit about how you might want to contribute to that. And it's also a celebration of the clinical nurses in this space who do amazing work. So the other things we're going to turn to, though, is the new international clinical trials. Tell me a little bit about what's going on there.
Holly, I'm thrilled to share that the BCRT team is working hard to start.
Okay, what is the BCRT team?
Breast Cancer Research Trust.
Nice. Yes.
Short. It's a long name.
Yes. We can now keep it shortened.
We're working hard to start two international clinical trials and an evaluation project. So we're testing a new drug called Camizestrant. Now, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah.
To see if it is better than the usual drugs for patients who have a high chance of breast cancer coming back.
Ah, okay. So it's
very interesting.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And then the other study is run by the University of London, and the study is looking into whether special gene tests on breast cancer cells can tell us which patients might face breast cancer again. So this information could help doctors figure out who really needs chemo and who doesn't.
Yeah.
So
and who should have a mastectomy and who shouldn't and all of that stuff, right?
Right. Right.
And also in terms of, I'm sure it would help with monitoring, who needs that really close monitoring and who might not so much.
Correct. So we have another trial, and I won't get into that because it's quite lengthy, but we have another trial that actually monitors the ladies that has that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So very, very interesting, but it's quite lengthy to explain.
Yeah.
But in the short of it, they go on an evaluation thing where they actually get Holly. So what they do is they can feedback onto a nurse to say that these are the symptoms that I am experiencing at the moment, and that nurse can go through that feedback and actually go, oh, okay, hold on, she needs a follow-up call. So you don't need to wait 2 months to get back to your appointment to that doctor to go, hold on, okay, actually I've been experiencing this for 2 months already, or 3 months, or whatever it is.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is.
All of that intervention, early intervention, is the key, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And information is golden, so yeah. Tell me a bit about upcoming events you guys have got going on.
So, sorry, Holly, just wanted to mention that evaluation project that we also have. So soon, breast surgeons in the Waikato will try out a new way to find and mark tumours using a radar during surgery, and that will save as much of the breast as possible. So this could make surgery more accurate.
Yeah, I imagine there are lots of people who would be very excited about that.
Oh, absolutely. And our nurses are dedicated to research, and they put in such an amount of effort. I'm really stumbling over my words this morning. It's so much effort and time to get the necessary permissions and organize these studies. And we just really eagerly anticipate offering these studies to our patients.
Yeah, yeah. Information is power.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But yeah, so tell me about what events you've got coming up.
So we've got our annual appeal that runs throughout May, coinciding with International Clinical Trials Day. You can show your support by visiting our bucket collection stand at the Chartwell Shopping Centre between 20 and 24 May. And you can donate through our website or show if you're creatively and even host a fundraiser. Now, people go, how do I host a fundraiser? It can be as easy as a booby book breakfast.
Yep.
Or take your walks for a ride and, you know, join your friends along and just go and have breakfast and make it an awareness thing.
Absolutely. I did a breast cancer fundraiser last year. We did
you
a breakfast.
Did.
We had lots of fun. It was a great conversation. So, and you know, being able to use it, like you say, as an awareness tool as well.
Absolutely.
But it can be anything that you guys think, oh, is fun, and just charge your friends to do it as well and let them know why. And people are keen to donate, right?
Absolutely. And Holly, you know, do what you love.
Yeah.
Take those passions that you already have. Golf.
Oh, I'm thinking wine and cheese evening.
Oh, you see, it's already flowing.
Yeah.
Not the wine. I mean, you know the ideas.
A bit early for the wine right now, eh? But yeah, I think, exactly as you say, find something you love, find a way to monetize that, raise some money and donate it to breast cancer research. You know, great to do that in the month of May. I'm sure you take donations any time of year.
Absolutely. There's no way that we can just go, hey, you know what, we'll dedicate the month of May to fundraising. As a not-for-profit that receives no government funding, it's important for us to receive that funding straight through the year. Our research trials cost in excess of $200,000.
Yeah.
So not being government funded, we are totally reliant on community and, you know, people going, hey, hold on, we'll have a hand out and a hand up for this.
And I think keeping in mind there that if you're not in a position, and lots of people in a cost of living crisis just don't have extra money right now, the option of donating to the op shop, like going through your house and just finding that stuff that you think, you know what, this is not bringing any more joy to my life, maybe it's time it brought joy to somebody else's, and donating it through, making sure things are good enough quality. You don't
absolutely
need rubbish.
No, but, we don't want more landfill.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but you know, if you've got some things that you think actually this would do really well in another life, then do think to go to 750 Anglesey Street.
Victoria Street.
I can see it. I can see it in my head. I was thinking Anglesey A&E.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, so 750 Victoria Street. There's great parking there, so really easy to go in there and drop your stuff off. And remember, when you're going to shop, rather than go and buy brand new, maybe check out the op shop first.
Come and find your hidden treasure.
Yeah, 100%. Tell me more.
So on the 31st of October, we'll have our annual Pink Walk and Run, which is an organised fun sports event that's been running since 2006. Participants can walk 3.8 kilometres around Hamilton Lake or run 5 kilometres around the lake and Innes Common. And this event grows every year, and no doubt 2024 will be our best year yet.
Well, I am sure it will be. So tell me a little bit about what people do when they come along to this event. Is this a dress up in pink event? Is this like...
Absolutely.
Is this a bring your dog with a pink tutu on it type event?
No doubt. I love watching people dress up their dogs, willing or unwilling.
Yeah.
You know, from the smallest little chihuahua to the biggest Dobermans you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Everybody gets dressed up, and the atmosphere is electrifying.
Yeah.
It's a sea of pink, and you know what? We stand in unity. For those few hours, it's just amazing to see how many people has been affected by breast cancer.
Where do you meet? So which side of the lake do people gather on?
At Enniscommon.
Yep, excellent.
So just on the side where the park is.
Yes, so not the cafe side.
The other side.
The other side. Which is where the... The yacht club.
The yacht club is, yeah, yes, that's correct.
And there's lots of space there, which is great. There's a nice little playground, but there's lots of open space as well to gather.
Yes, there's lots of open space. We have various stalls. We have face painting. There's a mascot. Mm. We have entertainment. We have stew from the breeze. It's amazing.
It sounds, it'd be a really cool event.
It is a cool event.
Of the week is that?
It's a Thursday evening and it starts at 5:30.
Fantastic. And it will be during daylight saving, so it will,
yes,
be light again then, which would be nice. Is there, and I hate to say this because I am not jinxing anything, but is there a rain date or is it a we go ahead regardless?
We go ahead regardless.
Fantastic.
And over the past few years, we have had wind,
yes,
but no rain.
Fantastic.
And this year will be the same, Holly.
Except it will just be sunny, no rain.
There we go.
Just
you
beautiful.
Said it.
Yeah,
you
100%. So, Sea of Pink. Now, that includes our men and our women marching.
Yes, men and women.
Yeah. And you don't have to wear pink, right? But it's
no,
nice.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing that even the men get dressed up.
Yeah.
Men in tutus, men in pink
nice.
Shirts, men in pink ties.
Yeah.
Coming straight from work, just going, you know what, I just threw this together.
Yeah.
The support of the community is amazing. It's kid friendly, so bring your fur child, bring your real child.
Yeah.
Bring your grandma. We've got people in wheelchairs.
Nice. So is that you do pay for it? Like, do people have a gold coin? Is it $5, $10? What's the entry fee?
Entry fee is
$20. Nice. And
yes.
So all of this goes towards clinical trials?
Every single last cent.
Fantastic. And, I mean, that's critical, right?
Right. And that's why we do it.
Yes. Yes. We've got, like, literally about 30 seconds left. Is there any last messages you would like to say before we wind up?
We stand strong because of our supporters, and with every contribution, big or small, propels us forward.
Yeah, and I think that is really key. If it's a gold coin donation, it is absolutely better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But there's no such thing as too small.
Yeah.
So visit our website on www.breastcancerresearch.org.nz. Or our Breast Cancer Research Trust social media pages on Facebook, Instagram or LinkedIn.
Thanks so much, Cindy.
Thank you for your time, Holly.
You've been listening to Connect with Community Waikato, Free FM 89.0.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.